I didn't know you could. Oh, boy.
Say if dinner was on the table and the family standing around the table, you tell them to go ahead and
eat.
Or they're standing, you tell them to.
Oh, go ahead and sit down.
Okay, so you said so. He went ahead and
sat down.
And no one else was standing because they had all
sat down.
And if you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed over to them, you tell them just go ahead and what?
Take the potatoes.
Or go ahead and what yourself?
Serve.
Or another way of saying it.
I don't know the words you want.
Say if you were doing some work, it's kind of hard, and you're doing it by yourself, a friend of yours might come up and offer to
help.
Okay, so say he went ahead and
helped himself.
And I asked him to pass him over to me since he had already, what?
Helped himself.
Do you ever hear people say hope? He helped himself?
Mm-mm.
And if you decide not to eat something, you say, no, thank you, I don't.
I don't want any.
And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say that it's been
warmed over.
And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to
chew it.
And he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't
swallow.
Or he could chew it, but he couldn't sweat it.
Oh, he could chew it, but he couldn't swallow it.
Okay. What inside parts of the hog do you eat?
I don't know. I eat ham. You mean parts of the hog that I would eat?
On
the ham and...
No, the insides.
I don't know. I don't... I don't eat the inside of a hog.
Do your liver and lungs?
Half foot
or
heart
foot?
Mm-mm. That sounds awful.
What about something that people make from the intestines? They clean it out real good and boil it or fry it?
Oh. I've probably seen it in the grocery store, but I cannot think.
Do you ever hear chitlins?
Chitlins?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Have you ever eaten
them? No. Oh no, I just don't eat stuff like that.
Did you ever, anyone in your family ever eat chitlins?
My grandmother.
How would you make them?
I don't know.
You just left
them? Yeah. I just know that she eats them. And I don't know how she makes them. I don't even stay around to see. Oh dear.
What's something that, it's a grain that grows in South Louisiana, or...
Grain?
Uh-huh.
Wheat?
It takes a lot of water to grow.
A lot of water?
The people in China and Japan eat it a lot.
Oh, rice?
Is that grown in this area at all?
I don't know.
What about, what do you call peas and beets and carrots and so forth that you grow yourself?
Vegetables.
And you grow them in a
garden.
Any special names for if you've grown them yourself?
Homegrown vegetables.
Say something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils. You tell someone, would you just
smell?
Okay. You ever say smell of it?
Yeah.
How would you
I would just say, smell of it. Smell of that.
And you say, this is an imitation maple syrup. This is
real.
Or this is
genuine syrup.
And if you were buying something wholesale or several hundred pounds at a time, you say you were buying it in
a large quantity.
Okay. Any other way of saying that?